Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Food forward convenience stores are stealing fast food breakfast customers in a big way. Joining us to explain is RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the Palo Alto-based foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. RJ, thank you for joining us today. And this is interesting, and I'm sure you have numbers to back this up, but it always seems like breakfast is the toughest nut to crack in terms of getting new customers to shift their brand loyalty, because that is the time of day, at least as it is in my experience, where people are the most habit driven. It's so hard to knock someone out of their breakfast routine.
Yeah, you're right. And we did see some of that routine change through the pandemic with people going into the office less. We saw people started to make breakfast more at home. But you're right. You know, when you do have a affinity to one brand in the morning, whether it be a QSR chain or even a convenience store chain, tend to be loyal to it. But I think in the last couple of years with inflation and other things, we've seen a little bit of that behavior shift. Some of these food forward convenience stores like a Buc-ee's, a Sheetz, Wawa, and Casey's are really the group that most people consider to be among that group. What we've seen is a lot new innovation of that breakfast day part, competitive pricing. And as a result, I think we are starting to see some of that behavior change.
Now, it's interesting you rattle off some of those brands, especially Buc-ee's is 500 miles away from Chicago right now. And Sheetz and Wawa are two ways in which Pennsylvanians divide each other, but not necessarily big Chicago brands, even though Buc-ee's is trying to make a play into Wisconsin. But how does that really shape the Chicago market in terms of people's convenience store choices? Because convenience store food across the country has improved greatly in quality over time.
It really has. It's improved in a lot of ways. I think they've taken the baton from quick service restaurants in terms of new menu innovation, in terms of digital ordering. A lot of times you can order ahead at a convenience store. A lot of times you can get it delivered. And so in a lot of ways, they've really become the innovators in the category here. Now, in terms of Chicago, there are some chains that we're starting to see do some interesting things in terms of innovation. And, while this group of food forward names are kind of the ones people point to, I think there's a lot of groups that are starting to do interesting things in the market here. 7-Eleven's doing a lot of interesting things. They've got a heavy presence in the market here. So I think that we're seeing it more and more, not just these food forward names. It's really across the board, and it has been a lot of competition at that breakfast day part for quick service restaurants. And frankly, they haven't recovered to where they were pre-pandemic at this point.
And a lot of these convenience stores or gas station convenience stores have upped their food offerings because people don't go in for that pack of smokes anymore. we're smoking less, and they're losing money on tobacco and lottery tickets and even gas, too, with so many people buying electric cars. So how does a convenience store adapt? Well, they serve better coffee.
Sure. Yeah. And I think we're seeing a blurring of the lines between quick service restaurants and C-stores at this point. In a lot of ways, they are starting to look very similar. And, this is kind of what leads us to what we discussed last week with Racetrack's proposed acquisition of Potbelly. There's a lot of chains in the gas station and C-store category that are now looking to up their game, introduce new food products that will be a main driver of visits to the stores. You're right. We've changed behavior. And I think that food is really becoming the way the convenience stores, fresh food in particular, is really becoming a major driver for a lot of convenience store chains in this environment.
Now, with this pressure on the breakfast day part coming from convenience stores, did that play a role in Portillo's decision to shelve their own breakfast efforts, or were there other factors at play?
There were probably some other factors at play. I think that was really kind of a learning process for them more than anything else. They may come back to the breakfast day part at some point. But as you pointed out, this has been a tough day part for a lot of quick service restaurant chains to crack. And the amount of chains that have tried to get a footprint in here and then ultimately end up going a different direction is a pretty long list at this point. I mean, really, McDonald's is one of the few names out there that has really been able to crack the code for quick service restaurants. And the attraction's there. I mean, it's a high margin business line. It helps extend the hours of the restaurant. You get, you know, nice products like coffee in there that really drive profitability. But it is a hard one to drive, you know, get that loyalty at that day part.
With this level of competition taking place in the convenience store space and this turning out to be a fairly lucrative market, would this give those regional brands that we talked about, the Casey's, the Bucky's, the Sheets and the Wawa's, would that give them the impetus or the inspiration to kind of break out nationally and as above and beyond just being a regional favorites either in the South or the Northeast?
Yeah, I think it is. I think this could be a major impetus to drive unit expansion and start to open up more locations across the country. You know, it's not just kind of localized to where they're seeing it. It's in all the breakfast, you know, the picking up customers at the breakfast day part is something we're seeing in every market they operate. And I think that gives them confidence to potentially go after newer markets and, you know, do the same thing there. So it may not be long before we see some of these brands in the Chicagoland area.
RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the Palo Alto-based foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday and still to come, a pair of investment ideas from our Monday stock picker.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.